From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. After nearly a decade as the U.S. metro region most polluted by short-term particle pollution, Los Angeles can finally step aside. The American Lung Association's annual State of the Air study released yesterday gave the number one spot to Pittsburgh. But Angelenos can't exactly breathe easy over ranking number two in terms of particle pollution, and they still rank tops for ozone. For that matter, 26 of the 52 California counties researchers monitored received F grades for unhealthy levels of high particle pollution and ozone. Immigrants' rights advocates are planning May Day marches and rallies throughout California today. In downtown Los Angeles, the crowds will be paying close attention to the LAPD. Last year, the police made international headlines after a melee broke out during a demonstration in MacArthur Park. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports police have been training to avoid a similar incident this year.
It was a peaceful immigration rights march through the heart of one of LA's heavily immigrant neighborhoods. When a few people threw bottles at police, riot officers responded in a bloody crackdown that left dozens of people injured, including journalists, and more than 300 legal claims against the city. LAPD Deputy Chief Mike Hillman was on duty that day, but not in the park. He's worn the LAPD badge for more than four decades.
I don't ever want this to happen again. This is my organization. This is my city. And what happened here is very frustrating for me.
Police officials admitted they made an array of mistakes that day, from planning to training. They said some officers went out of control. 29 remain under investigation for possible criminal wrongdoing. Hillman, considered one of the nation's foremost experts on crowd control, has spent the last year retraining LAPD officers. A year ago, police pushed thousands of marchers out of MacArthur Park, even though only a handful of people had thrown frozen water bottles at cops. In a lecture to officers, Hillman says, identify potential troublemakers early. He shows a slide of people wearing hoodies and backpacks at an anti-war protest. This isn't profiling, Hillman says, just good judgment. He encourages officers to introduce themselves to what he calls persons of interest.
Say, hi, I'm Mike Hillman. I'm going to be here with you. Want to make sure we protect your First Amendment rights. I'll be with you the rest of the day. Now, it may sound hokey, but what it does is it tells somebody that we're watching.
His other advisory, be aggressive in isolating and arresting people who break the law. Last year, police failed to arrest a single person connected to the bottle throwing that they say prompted them to shut down the march.
Okay, officer, at the same time, direct that suspect to leave the area as you put that baton through that path. Ready? Hit it!
Officer Pete Zuniga follows Hillman's lecture with field training on the proper use of a baton. LAPD investigators reported after May Day that cops believed they could hit anyone who failed to follow a dispersal order, even if they were passive. Some officers at this training resist Zuniga's instructions to instead use a baton to gently nudge people and ask them to leave and arrest them as a last resort.
These are passive, uncooperative demonstrators. Well, for now, exactly.
I don't agree with it, but I do.
Okay, I'm just the messenger, okay? I don't make policy, all right? I'm just telling you what they want to do now, all right? So don't kill the messenger.
Zuniga says most officers agree with the policy.
Okay, go ahead, put your baton away, mask up.
Most officers won't talk to reporters observing the training session. Luis Reyes does. The 11-year veteran says he's concerned about a new policy that allows reporters to filter through police lines. Last May, officers clubbed some reporters who happened to be in their path as they cleared out the park.
I guess now the media is going to go in through our skirmish line. I just hope some terrorist doesn't pose as a media and blows himself up behind me. That's what I don't want, and that's my concern. Other than that, everything's okay.
Media organizations, including the Radio Television News Association, have praised the new policy. Carol Sobel is a civil rights attorney who represents some of the people hit by police last year. She's kept an eye on Deputy Chief Hillman and his training. So far, she says, he's doing a good job.
The problem is there aren't a whole lot of Mike Hillmans in this department.
Hillman hopes the training spreads his message and helps prevent another incident like last year's May Day melee. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
In a San Francisco courtroom yesterday, lawyers wrapped up 8 days of testimony in a federal case that could affect mental health care for millions of veterans. Plaintiffs' attorneys argued 1,000 vets attempt suicide each month, left to their own devices by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Lawyers for the VA countered the agency is moving as quickly as it can to respond to veterans' needs. Kelly Wilkinson has more.
In testimony from the final witness and in closing arguments yesterday, attorneys on both sides returned to what's been a central issue of the hearing, the gap between the ideal of providing mental health care to veterans and the realities that face the massive VA system. The VA's expert witness on suicide told the federal judge it's perfectly normal that a comprehensive mental health treatment plan could take years to implement within a system as extensive as the VA's. Dr. Alan Berman testified that in the best scenario, preventing 10% to 20% of suicides would be, quote, not bad at all. And he said the strategy for identifying and treating mentally ill soldiers is working. VA spokeswoman Carrie Childress says it's a top priority at the agency to identify veterans who are at risk for suicide.
In addition to the 1-800-247 suicide hotline, in addition to having suicide coordinators at every single facility, I think one of the most important things that we're doing in the VA is screening every veteran that comes to the VA for health care.
Childress says thousands of mental health workers have been added to the VA system, but attorneys for veterans advocate groups who filed the lawsuit say it's too little, too late. Sid Walensky is an attorney with Berkeley-based Disability Rights Advocates.
Their sole answer to this is, let's just add more people, which is really like putting more sailors on the Titanic. It's a broken system. The evidence today was clear that it is a broken system. And simply adding more people is not going to do anything.
Veterans' rights groups want the judge to order and then have the court monitor an overhaul of the VA. As the hearing concluded, the judge told the court that his authority to order changes is limited, and he acknowledged that no matter what his ruling, it's almost certain to be appealed. That ruling could come in a matter of weeks. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
That's the California Report for Thursday, May 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com.